This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wild Tuesday. Bombs are dropping. It's anarchy out here. We're going to discuss the inherent violence of the communists here, because there's a couple latest examples. Democrats continue to get elected on, or get arrested on purpose. Emails, so much more coming up in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. I'll get to this. You know what? Let me get to this email before I get to the violence of the communists real quick. The guy said, Jesse, I truly wish you would focus on foreign policy more, especially since it's obvious permanent Washington cares more about that than domestic policy, so on and so forth. Says his name is Sonny. It's not that I don't care about foreign policy, and I've discussed foreign policy, and I've brought up Israel, Iran. I know foreign policy does matter. I truly do. I know it does, and I bring it up the amount I want. I'll put it that way. I bring it up the amount I want. Me, personally, this is my base. This is my foundation when it comes to foreign policy. I'm just explaining it to you now. I care about America deeply. Deeply. I care about Americans deeply. I know that makes me sound hokey, but I'm not even running for office, so you can actually believe me when I tell you I love Americans. Whenever I've traveled abroad and I see Americans, I run up to them. I talk to them. We talk about where we're from. It blesses me when I see an American flag or hear something. I love the American people. They are my people. So this is the place I care the most about. Also, I am unbelievably jaded, and I'm giving you this just straight up right in the face. I am jaded on America's foreign policy. I am jaded because I was a participant in it, in the global war on terror. I am jaded because I've seen these politicians, I've seen these generals, these admirals lie without end. I've seen them throw away our people's lives, throw away their bodies. And I don't trust anyone. I don't trust the intelligence community. I don't trust the Pentagon. I don't trust politicians. I do not trust America to prosecute a foreign war the correct way, because I don't think I've ever seen America prosecute a foreign war, certainly not in my lifetime. And they most definitely didn't prosecute the one I was in the correct way. So I'm unbelievably jaded and unbelievably apprehensive about where we're going to go from here. That's where I stand on it. I don't get invested. I'm not emotionally invested in what happens to France, and I like France. I'm not emotionally invested in the Middle East, and I actually like a lot of these places and admire them and like the people, and I'm not emotionally invested in that as much as I am us here, right here at home. And I believe, for everybody listening, as I've said a million times, I believe the greatest threat, the most dangerous thing on the planet that is happening right now is not nuclear weapons anywhere. The most dangerous thing on the planet is our own government turning against us. Domestic evil is my concern. Speaking of which, let's talk about how inherently violent these people are, American Democrats, and how they're getting more and more open with their violence. They always have to try to fade the heat, cover up the true evil of it all, but they're just inherently violent people.
Police, the bomb squad, and the FBI converged on the home of Kevin Krebs in Malvern Monday evening after a more extensive search of the home led to the discovery of a pipe bomb inside. Krebs was arrested Saturday in Westchester while heavily armed near a No Kings protest in the borough. The arrest was captured on video on High Street downtown. According to the affidavit of probable cause, police seized a fully loaded handgun, 3 loaded handgun magazines, 6 loaded assault rifle magazines, knives, a ski mask, and gloves that Krebs was carrying at the time of his arrest.
Headline: North Carolina State Democrat deletes account after posting No Kings propaganda video advocating violence. Her name's Julie Von Hafen. Oh, and then there's this little tidbit. Why do you think the new Democrat position is ICE shouldn't wear face masks?
Yeah, if I could just elaborate, you know, people covering their faces, impersonating police officers, it erodes trust in law enforcement and it undermines community safety. That's really what this bill is about. And I think many law enforcement officials.
Of course, that's not what it's about. Anybody, everybody listening to the sound of my voice right now, they all know exactly why Democrats don't want ICE to wear face masks. They don't want ICE to wear face masks because they believe in threatening ICE with violence. They want the deportation of foreign barbarians to stop. ICE, they're the ones on the ground doing the deportation. So what they want is they want the ability to use their force, the force they have at their disposal. And if you're an American Democrat at any level, the real force you have at your disposal is millions and millions of mentally ill street animals, some foreign, some domestic, who will commit acts of terror and violence on your behalf. And keep in mind, we are not dealing with your morality here. That is currency. That is political power. If I walk around my town with a gang of 20 armed thugs with guns and spikes and knives, and they will hurt the people I tell them to hurt, you may think it is wrong, and you'd be correct. You may think it's immoral. All that stuff's true. But guess what? That is power. It is power to a level where I'm going to get some things I want because I have murderous lunatics around me willing to kill the people I dislike. The political power, the true political power of the American Democrat are the communist savages on the streets with mental health issues who will murder and vandalize and hurt people on their behalf. And the American Democrat knows that is their power. So when Democrats see law enforcement actually enforcing the law, when they see ICE agents enforcing the law, what do they think to themselves? I want them to stop. How do I stop them? What power do I have? The power I have are violent street animals. And I can't unleash the violent street animals that are my political power. I can't unleash them on these federal agents if these federal agents cover up their faces. Therefore, I'll try to make up some lame-sounding excuses about how it's about public safety.
Yeah, if I could just elaborate, you know, people covering their faces, impersonating police officers, it erodes trust in law enforcement and it undermines community safety. That's really what this bill is about.
Yet everybody knows what the game really is. The game really is they want ICE agents unmasked so communist animals can threaten them and maybe even go to their homes, threaten their lives, their businesses, their wives, their children. That is the ultimate goal. Terror and violence, it's not a bad thing to the communist. It's a political tool to be embraced. He has always and will always embrace political violence to the extent he can get away with it. That's what I've said over and over again. You have to give these people fear and pain. You have to start taking the climate nutter that glues themselves to the highway and throwing them in state prison for 10 years. That's the only way you will dissuade them, because when you are inherently violent, when it is inside of you, fear and pain is all you understand. If there's a violent dog, we had one once, we ended up having to get rid of him. You know the only way to get that violent dog from biting me and my sister? You had to make him afraid, physically afraid. Otherwise, it's in his head. Violence is what he does. Oh, but not with Jesse. I remember last time I did that with Jesse. That didn't go well for me. You have to treat the communists the exact same way. They believe in violence. It is a core part of what they believe, and so they will do it. And this is a reminder to you that you are surrounded with violent, mentally ill people. People on drugs, people who are suicidal, people who are nut jobs. Do you have a burner launcher? Do you have, right now, not tomorrow, not when you go to work, right now as you listen to the sound of my voice, do you have something in arm's reach that will stop a violent, crazy person from hurting you? Jesse, but I can't. I don't like guns. Burner isn't a gun. It's a launcher that shoots tear gas balls or kinetic rounds. Nobody dies. If you're not a gun guy, not a gun girl, nobody dies. But Jesse, it's not legal here. I'm in New York. Burna is legal in all 50 states. You don't need a permit. You don't need a background check. Private security firms, SWAT teams, they're all carrying Burnas. They have a compact launcher that's the size of a smartphone. You want something? Keep you safe when you're out jogging? You want something at work, in your car? BYRNA. You know what? You can even go to a retail store locally and go try one. Go to burna.com, try one. Sportsman's Warehouse, all these retail stores, go try one. BYRNA, burna.com. All right, some more emails. And Democrats getting arrested. Next.
Feeling a little stocky?
Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Love, hate, death threats, all are welcome. Let's do some emails here. Oh, this pairs well with the lose weight email we read earlier. Dear Menu Whisperer and World's Ranked Napper, what's your dream meal, including dessert, using the best item from any fast food restaurant? For example, fries from McDonald's, chicken sandwich, Chick-fil-A, frosty. Okay. So this is from Phil. He said I can read his name. All right. So here it is. First, I'm gonna cheat a little bit on the entree because I don't know which meal we're dealing with. If this is breakfast we're dealing with here, while I am traditionally a huge fan of the sausage burrito or sausage McMuffin at McDonald's, the pinnacle of fast food breakfast sandwich is the Jack in the Box breakfast melt. They have a bunch of different ones, but it's on this wonderful sourdough bread. It's delicious. That is peak breakfast, but I think that's probably cheating. So first and foremost, cheeseburger, In-N-Out burger. There's no question. Don't shake your head, Chris. You don't have no taste at all. You people can't even eat cheeseburgers. You don't even get a say in this. The cheeseburger from In-N-Out burger is as top-notch as fast food can possibly get. That's one. Two, fries. Curly fries at Arby's. Look, I could have gone all Arby's here. Arby's doesn't get near the respect it deserves. A roast beef and cheddar, or Arby's, curly fries from Arby's. You know what? I'll take it one step further. It's not only Arby's curlies. Arby's has... are we considering... Hey, Chris, Corey, I need a ruling on this. Is Subway considered fast food? I don't consider it fast food. Chris does. Corey, I'll let you rule on it. Subway, fast food, yay or nay? See, Chris, Corey says no. I said no either. If Subway was part of, they have a drive-through. Most of them don't, Chris. That's a lie. Anyway, I was going to say Subway's cookies are the superior fast food item. They're the greatest thing in the world. Since I can't use that, the cherry turnover at Arby's is the best fast food dessert on the planet. Did you know that? No one even knows about it. No one even orders the cherry turnovers. They're like this glorious, just cherry-filled thing. I'm just starving thinking about it. So there you go. In-N-Out Burger, and then I'm driving right to Arby's for Arby's Curlies and for an Arby's cherry turnover. For a drink, it's obvious. You have to go to Sonic and get one of their 10,000-calorie lemonades. Hey, Jesse, I was listening to what you had to say about the assassination culture and continuing to get worse. You're younger than me, but I was 12 when the Iranian hostage crisis, then he mentions John Lennon and Pope John Paul and all this other stuff. It feels to me like we're at a point in time. He's making a comparison at that point in time, or she is, I'm sorry, making a comparison at that point in time. She goes on to say, I love your history segments, so on and so forth. Yeah, look, history goes through periods of time. Some are uglier. Some are more war-filled. Some are more peaceful. Countries do the exact same thing, and for much the same reasons, right? Society goes through shifts where things are up and things are down. And I mean, to be honest with you, think about this. If we have to count our blessings, let's take a moment and let's count our blessings. What if we're going into a period of a lot of assassinations in America? What if we're going into a period of wars that America that we're involved in more and more? What if we're going into an ugly period of life? What if that's the case? Well, I don't celebrate that. I don't cheer for it. I want the same things for my life that you want for yours. I want to live in peace. You know, a little extra money. I want my kids. I want my sons to get families, to have satisfying careers, to have a mission in life. Like, I want all the things that you want. What if we get chaos? What if we get a society full of violence, wars, and all economic calamity? We've talked about that. That hasn't gone away. What if all that stuff's coming? Well, I will tell you, I'll be thankful for the time I had that was peaceful. We shouldn't discount that. Think if you were a person, well, you know, I told you that book one time I read, amazing book, Bloodlands is the name of the book. It's a very heavy read. There's a lot of death. I'm warning you right now, but the book is called Bloodlands. And it's essentially, it's about Ukraine, kind of, that part of the world, that part of the world, and how they were just destroyed by first the communists and then Hitler. And then the communists and Hitler, and you read it and you just marvel at human beings who were essentially born into a living hell where everybody's dying around them at all times. And that's the only life they ever knew. They lived and they died, surrounded by starvation and execution and misery and horror. That's how a lot of people have lived on this planet, that I have been given 43 years of a pretty sane, pretty peaceful, pretty wonderful country. I'm grateful. Let's talk about Democrats getting arrested on purpose. I'm also grateful for that. Before we get to that, I'm grateful for Rough Greens. I'm grateful that we don't have to clean up after Fred's digestive problems every single meal. It was from the second we brought him home. We kept changing foods. Oh, maybe he needs this and maybe he needs that. Nothing worked. Whatever we gave him, it would come back up every single time. Poor Ob, because, you know, she's the one doing 99% of the cleaning. Let's be honest, 100% of the cleaning. She was at wit's end. She's going through paper towels and cleaning supplies. One thing worked. Wasn't changing the food. It was sprinkling Rough Greens on the food. Rough Greens is the only chance your dog has at getting the vitamins and minerals and digestive enzymes and probiotics that should be in his food but are not. Sprinkle it on your dog's food. And yes, they have Meow Greens for cats. You want a healthier dog, a healthier cat that lives longer? Get a free Jumpstart trial bag at 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an amazing, absolutely amazing Tuesday. If you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. So human beings learn. I learn, you learn. We observe things and we learn, always getting wiser. Hopefully, well, not Chris, but you and me, we're always getting wiser. Democrats, communists, they encountered something they didn't expect, and here's what it was. They put in position all these communists throughout the federal government, communist judges, communist FBI agents, communist DAs, AGs across the country. They put into place all these communists with the intention, of course, of using power. We've talked about that many times. They believe in using power. And stopping Donald Trump became what Democrats campaign on. It's been 10 years of Donald Trump now, and Democrats from the highest levels to the lowest levels, you have Democrat city councilmen who will have no idea about anything that has to do with Trump, and they'll have nothing to do with Trump. They'll campaign on, I'm going to fight Trump. I'll stop Trump. Fighting Trump gets you elected if you're a Democrat. Being the one who's going to stop Trump, okay? Now, you have these communist DAs and AGs. Democrats wanted to stop Trump. And so communists did what they do. In their defense, they were just doing what they've always done. Hey, we control the FBI. We control the DOJ. Why don't we just arrest them? Why don't we just make up some crimes in New York, federal crimes? Why don't we just invent some crimes and arrest them? What's going to stop us? Who's going to stop us? We have the power. And once the American people see Donald Trump arrested, once the American people see that he is a convicted felon, remember how long they tried to go with that? Oh, a convicted felon. Once the American people see that, they will move on from Trump. At best, we'll get to throw him in prison or kill him. They try to do both. But at worst, at least he won't win the election because he got arrested. But something happened they did not anticipate. Donald Trump was in a primary at the time. And I think, in my opinion, we'll never know. My opinion is that Donald Trump was always going to win the Republican primary against Ron DeSantis. He's the most powerful Republican in the country, most popular Republican. But it was going to be, at least looking at the numbers, a for real primary. DeSantis was closing and closing and closing. He started out, it was something like 20 points out. And I think he was down to 10 points. He was closing the gap. People were hearing this Ron DeSantis guy. Everyone knows he's the best governor in the country. And they're thinking to themselves, well, maybe we should look at him. And then, boom, Donald Trump gets elected. Primary was over. Over. Arrested. What did I say? Elected? Oh, I said elected. Never mind. Boom, Donald Trump gets arrested. Primary over. I don't think the primary ever got within 20 points again. It was mostly 30 points. The communists arrested Donald Trump thinking they were going to get him. They arrested him, and it made him the nominee immediately. Okay, so not ideal for the communists, but nothing an assassin's bullet can't fix. So they get some nutball in Pennsylvania, possibly with the aid of federal law enforcement. That's another story entirely. He assumes a building 148 meters from Donald Trump, takes aim, makes the shot. Remember, he made that shot. Donald Trump happens to turn his head at the exact moment, grazes him in the ear instead of blowing his head off. Oh, crap. But hey, that's the bad news. The good news is, yeah, he's the nominee. Yeah, we didn't blow his head off the way we wanted to, but at least in the general election, the other voters are going to care. Sure, the Republican primary voter may prefer Donald Trump because he got arrested, but General election voters are going to feel differently. Nope. The polls showed exactly the opposite. The polls showed that Donald Trump's arrests and prosecutions made him more popular, not just with you, not just with me, with Norm and Norma. I know I just hit the microphone, Chris. It's fine. I didn't hit it twice. I hit it one time. Anyway, Donald Trump's arrest and prosecution and conviction never hurt him with the American public. It made him more popular with the American public. So the communists were, one, frustrated by that. And two, they learned from that. If getting arrested on camera helps earn you the nomination, if getting arrested on camera helps win you elections, well, maybe I should get down on that. If that's what the American people want, maybe I should get down on that. We just came on, we're on the heels of California Senator Alex Padilla obviously getting arrested, getting handcuffed on purpose because he rushes the podium when Kristi Noem was up there. No federal law enforcement agency worth their salt is going to allow some unidentified person to rush the podium when the head of DHS is giving a speech. And he gets handcuffed, thrown to the ground. But he didn't let it go. He's not embarrassed. He has been milking this bad boy for all it's worth. For all it's worth, to the point, he's got the crocodile tears out on the Senate floor today.
You've seen the video. I was pushed and pulled, struggled to maintain my balance.
Oh, gosh.
I was forced to the ground. First on my knees.
Definitely not his first time.
And then flat on my chest.
His chest.
And as I was handcuffed and marched down a hallway, repeatedly asking, why am I being detained? Not once did they tell me why.
Is he really upset? No. He's not upset. He did it all on purpose, and he did it all on camera, and now he's giving speeches on the Senate floor because he believes that is currency now in the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party watched all their lawfare on Trump not only fail, it helped make him president again, and they learned a lot of very terrible lessons from that. But one of the worst lessons they learned was getting arrested on camera as a politician in America makes you look like a rebel, makes you look like one of the people, makes you look like somebody the people can trust, and it helps your poll numbers, which of course brings us to New York City. New York City has this awful mayoral campaign going on. Cuomo's involved. They have all these freaks vying for power in America's most important city. And that brings us to Brad Lander. Brad Lander, a mayoral candidate who wasn't getting a lot of traction in New York, figured out a good way to get some of that traction. He showed up at immigration court to campaign on behalf of an illegal and intentionally got himself arrested by linking arms with the guy when they were trying to detain him. You can now go on social media, maybe you already had, and watch Brad Lander getting arrested and whining about it. This will continue. Gavin Newsom's been begging for it. J.B. Pritzker's been begging for it. Democrats getting themselves arrested is now clearly a plan for them. That's where we're at. Me, here's where I'm at. I'm in male vitality stack heaven right now, so I'm not really concerned about all these freaks. You see, I understand that we shower in estrogen. It's in the waters. We drink it all the time. I understand all that, but I understand there's a solution for America's testosterone crisis that doesn't involve jamming needles into your arm. The solution is natural. The solution is natural herbal supplements and chalk has the highest quality natural herbal supplements out there, clinically proven to have game-changing effects. You're not going to believe how good you're about to feel. 20% increase in your T levels in 90 days. My goodness, think about what you feel like after a year. You want to feel like a brand new man? Here's what you do. You call or text, doesn't matter. 50CHALK3000. 50CHALK3000. All you have to do is tell them Jesse sent you. Get a subscription. Save a bunch of money. It's summer savings time. So if you've been debating this, take advantage of summer savings. Chalk 50CHALK3000. We'll be back.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. Remember, you miss any part of the show, you can download it iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Also, remember this. I know the news when you tune into it tonight. I know it's going to be all bombs and flames and buildings. I know your social media feed, if you have social media, whatever it is, Facebook, Instagram, whatever it is, I know your social media feed will be endless missiles and reports of this and reports of that. And it, don't doom scroll all night. You can't trust anything you see right away. You can't trust anything you see or hear during war, period. What's that old saying? It's old, ancient saying. In war, the first casualty is the truth. You don't know who's putting out what information and what motivation they have to put out that information. You don't know who's being paid by someone on social media. You don't know what footage is old, what footage is fake, what headline. You don't know, and I don't know. I'm not trying to point fingers. We don't know. So what do we do when we don't know? Stop, breathe, digest all the information. I'm not saying stop looking, but give everything time. Give it some time. Tomorrow, we will revisit everything, and what we'll do is we'll digest everything that happened. Well, everything that's happening right now. Everything that's happened in the past 24 hours. We will digest it. Once we've had a day to try to work out what is real, what is not real, but calm down, take in what you can take in. And if you can feel yourself with your blood pressure rising, your panic rising, you're canceling vacation plans, you're living in fear, if you can feel that creeping in, that's very human. Doesn't mean you're wrong. It means you need to put the phone down. Put your phone down. The sun will rise again tomorrow, I promise. We'll figure all this out together, you and me, like we always do, all right? Don't worry. Don't worry, all right? You know what? I was going to do more politics. I don't want to do that. Let's do a couple emails. I think that's enough heavy stuff for the night, especially with everything going on. It has everybody up in a panic. Hey, Jesse, a couple days back, you were disparaging Meatloaf, and I was yelling at the radio, I love Meatloaf. But the more I think about it, do I really love Meatloaf? It's all the extra stuff I love, like cheese and gravy and bacon that I smother my Meatloaf with. Also reminds me of my wife who, quote, loves salad, but her salad is 20% greens and 80% dressing, cheese, bacon bits, and other stuff. Anyway, I love the show. Bring on the kamikaze history lesson. He says his name is Chris, and I know the next history lesson I do is going to be on the kamikazes. You should know two things. One, I have already begun working on it. Two, it's not coming next week. I'm going to take a lot of time, just like I did on the last one, and I will not come and do it on the show until I can do it right, until I feel like I can present it in the right way that's interesting, that you will enjoy. I'm not going to do it. Two, I've said this about a million times on the show, but let me make just a simple rule going forward when it comes to food. You with me? Here it is. Beware of food that has bacon in it. Now, let me clarify. Chris has not converted me to Judaism. I am not only a bacon fan, I made another 10 pieces this morning for myself and my sons. Granted, I got two of them, but I am a bacon freak, a bacon super fan. But whenever you see bacon wrapped, bacon bits, bacon this, bacon that, it is oftentimes the canary in the coal mine that you are eating subpar food that is trying to prop itself up using the greatness of bacon. You've got to try my meatloaf. I don't like meatloaf. No, but mine's wrapped in bacon. Well, yes, I'm sure it's quite tasty because you've decided to feature bacon with a hunk of meat in the middle of it. You're not featuring your meatloaf. If meatloaf was any good, it wouldn't need bacon in it. It wouldn't need any of those things at all. When you see bacon as an ingredient in anything, it should give away to you that it's garbage. Me, I'm going to give you something embarrassing. And I know you're going to make fun of me because you're mean to me, but I'm going to give you something embarrassing anyway. I have grown fond of something. I kept trying a bite of Ob's whenever she would order it when we were out. A wedge salad. You know what a wedge salad is? Just a big lettuce wedge, which is disgusting. But they cover it with blue cheese dressing. And what else do they put on it every time? Bacon bits. I've started to eat a wedge salad because Ob's always, you need more veggies. I don't want you to die. That kind of doing all that thing. So I've been starting to eat a wedge salad. Have you ever once heard me come on here and talk about the greatness of salad? I've ordered probably a couple wedge salads. Both times we've eaten out in the last month, I've ordered a wedge salad. But I didn't come on here and tell you about the greatness of salad. You know why? I'm not naive. It's not the big hunk of disgusting lettuce that's delicious. It's the blue cheese and the bacon bits mixed together. You get a little salty, a little bit of tang from the blue cheese. The lettuce is garbage. It has no reason to be there whatsoever. That doesn't make salad great because you cover it in blue cheese and bacon doesn't make salad great. Salad sucks. Same thing about meatloaf.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Red state Republicans far to the left of their voters, according to a study. This is from Just the News. I'm not going to go down the list of all the embarrassing Republicans we have from red states, because who should be embarrassed is me and you. The Republican primary voter has so failed to participate in our primary process that we are represented in the United States Senate by a bunch of filthy, low-T commies like James Lankford and John Cornyn. That should never be the case in a red state. I didn't mean to go off on that. That means I only got to one headline, but we'll be back tomorrow if we're all still alive. Anyway, that's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.